To State Senator Mark Obenshain, a Republican from Harrisonburg, Bolling's direct move from the JMU Board of Visitors to a JMU employee was a conflict of interest. And so Obenshain introduced a bill that would mandate a waiting period before any public university in Virginia could hire a former board member. On Thursday, he presented it to the Senate Education and Health Committee.
And the nature of conflicts of interest are just really such that they're so difficult to ferret out and so unpleasant to have to inquire into the motivation behind a quo as to whether it's been given for a quid, that we just draw the line somewhere. All this bill really represents is drawing the line.
No one else spoke for or against the bill. Obenshain noted, however, that he just met with the JMU Student Government Association.
I certainly think that students and student governments ought to be heard on important issues. This is at the top of their list of bills that they support.
The bill advanced out of committee on a unanimous 15-0 vote with two amendments. The most significant reduced the waiting period for a university to hire a former board member from 4 to 2 years. The measure will now head to a full Senate vote. When Obenshain's bill was introduced, JMU spokesman Bill Wyatt said that Bolling had the full support of the university. Wyatt declined additional comment yesterday after the committee vote. For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.